CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The South Huron Hospital's emergency department will be temporarily closed overnight Wednesday. The hospital says the temporary reduction in hours is due to planned and required power distribution. The emergency department will accept patients until 11 p.m. March 13th and then reopen the following morning, March 14th at 9 a.m. Anyone who needs immediate medical attention should call 911. Closest hospitals to Exeter are Clinton, Goderich, London, Seaforth, St. Mary's, and Stratford. LCBO employees, represented by OPSU, rallied in 11 cities across the province this morning in hopes of stopping Doug Ford from selling off the LCBO and to protect union members' jobs. Protesters unfurled giant banners at the constituency offices of the Ford government MPPs and an Ontario government office containing the signatures of almost 7,000 LCBO workers. In December, Premier Ford announced his government will open the floodgate for big box grocers and gas stations to sell beer, wine, cider, and ready-to-drink cocktails. OPSU states LCBO revenues contribute $2.5 billion every year into the public services like healthcare and education. OPSU accuses the province of trying to put that money into the pockets of big box grocery store CEOs instead. The municipality of Kincardine will expand the no swimming area to the south of the South Pier from 100 to 200 meters. It was one of the recommendations council approved from the Pier Safety Ad Hoc Committee. Community Services Director Jane Jagaleski stressed jumping in the water from the pier is technically not allowed, but if council wants to consider a bylaw, they could include fines for users who disobey the rules.
Staff will certainly ensure that annual reviews and upgrades are ongoing to ensure that the sustainability of the recommendations are inherent. And it's equally important to ensure that the municipality has the mitigations in place to provide a safe day at the beach for all users.
The town will spend $92,000 this year on safety items like ladders, improved signage, and new life-saving stations. A total of 13 drownings and near-miss incidents have occurred in the area since 2008. Hanover has launched a food cycler pilot project. That's an in-home composter which would reduce the amount of organic foods that end up in the landfill. Director of Public Works for Hanover, Ron Cooper, says there are two different options depending on the size of your family.
Two different types, food cycler FC. 300 is $150 plus HSD, and for the larger model, 5-liter capacity for three or more people, food cycler Eco 5 for $300 plus HT.
The machine takes organic waste like fruits, veggies, and meat and turns it into an odor-free fertilizer. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Pollock Division semifinal schedules confirmed by the PJHL today. Defending division champion Mount Forest Patriots open up at home on Wednesday against the Kincardine Bulldogs, who needed seven games to dispatch of the Wingham Ironmen in the opening round. Other series has Hanover hosting Game 1 tomorrow against the Fergus Whalers. Game 1 of the Exeter Hawks on the road against the Thamesford Trojans in the Ek Division will happen on Friday night. OHA playoff hockey on AM920 CKNX coming up tomorrow night with the Listowel Cyclones home to the Caledon Bombers for Game 3 of their GOJHL quarterfinal, which the Sykes currently lead 2-0. The rink of Kerry Einarsson confirmed today that curler Breanne Harris was ineligible to compete at the recent Scotties Tournament of Hearts because she tested positive for a banned substance. Harris tested positive for ligandrol, which is on the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of prohibited substances. And former NHLer Anson Carter is leading a group that says it is commencing the process of NHL expansion with a goal of bringing a franchise back to Atlanta. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
A few clouds overnight with a low near 3. For tomorrow, starting out sunny, a few clouds in the afternoon, high near 11. On Thursday, partly sunny, the chance of showers high at 13 degrees. And for Friday, cloudy with possible showers and a high near 7.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.